Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is a Friday. It's March 23rd. We have the sun back out. The rain's gone, and we don't talk about it anymore.
Yeah, please.
Hi, Danny.
Hi.
So you're looking ravishing this morning. What's going on? Are you going out somewhere?
No. I definitely have no plans today.
No plans. So you just dressed up and made yourself up for the hell of it.
Yeah, because it's Friday.
That's nice. You see, some people don't actually, they don't wear anything nice because it's Friday. They just come in with shorts and shit.
Right.
Know? But no, we respect Fridays here at this station.
Right. Fridays are awesome. Fridays are the best.
Yeah.
Fridays make me smile.
I know. So we were going to have mimosas, but the guests are no show. We're guestless today. And we just figured we'll wait till next week. It'll be more fun with people here.
Yeah. You just need to go to Ralph's and like get like five bottles and just leave them in
and
your office.
And just leave them here, huh?
Yeah.
You really think I'm going to drink that much fucking
champagne?
No,
but it's just like we don't, maybe not on a Friday we'll drink, but maybe if we have like, we know it's going to be a good lit conversation.
So you just wanted to be here.
Yeah, just in
just
case.
Just in case,
yeah.
Right?
We already had like three guests that are like, oh, I would have drank mimosas. I was going to bring some myself.
That's true, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what we'll do then. And the weekend I'll get some, so we have some here.
Exactly. Next week we'll be prepared.
Yeah.
I'll remind you like
just
on
some
Sunday.
Liquor stocked here in the back, just in case we need it.
Exactly. Just get like the cheap bottles. They won't know the difference.
Why?
Like the cheapest champagne ever.
No, we'll get good champagne. You know, I mean,
there's
I
not really
the
any good champagne though. Is
I
there
know.
Really?
I don't know. I mean, you know, they claim, but who knows? You
right.
Know? Yeah, Dom Perignon stuff. I don't know if you ever
had Ace of Spades. I've never had a sip of it, but anytime I see someone in the club getting that, I'm like, you're a fucking idiot. You just spent $10,000 on a bottle of champagne that's going to be gone in three glasses.
Right, exactly.
And the girl's not going to give you pussy tonight. She's not doing it.
Well, you don't know that. You don't know that. Maybe the girls are impressed by this shit. You know?
Yeah, probably.
Otherwise,
actually.
You wouldn't spend that kind of money. You know?
Yeah, we are in Los Angeles, so that's
and people
true.
People have so much money here. You know, what do they care? What's for him an expensive bottle of champagne or something? You know?
But like over $1,000 for a bottle of champagne.
Really, that much?
It's ridiculous, and that's not even including tip.
Yeah.
So it's like you're paying $1,200 for a bottle of champagne.
Yeah. You see, I have a hard time paying for liquor anywhere because they rip you off like a motherfucker.
Yeah,
you
like
know?
If you get like a Ciroc peach and cranberry at a bar, it's almost $20, and $20, a bottle is $20.
Right?
So I'm like,
right. You know, or you go to Vegas, you sit by the pool, they bring you a fucking plastic glass that's all ice.
All ice.
Right? $15.
But that gets you drunk. The drinks in Vegas gets you drunk, for sure.
It depends where, you know. To me, I remember a watery, totally icy drink, not much to drink. They're $15, and then give them a tip. And you go, what the fuck am I doing,
When's
man?
The last time you were in Vegas? They're probably more than 15 now.
Yeah.
Probably like $20 now.
Yeah. That's true. I haven't been there in a couple of years.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So, yeah, you know, but if you sit at the machines, they'll give you free drinks, you know?
Yeah.
So you have to learn how to do that.
I want to go to Vegas and see if I can get a job on the weekends.
Doing what?
Bartending or bottle service.
But you'd go all the way there to do it?
Yeah, every weekend.
Why not do
it's
it
It's like
here?
A $200 flight there and back.
But why would not do
no
it
one here?
Here
will hire me. It's the weirdest thing.
No.
No, I promise you, Sam, I've
really?
Been to every single club, bar you can think of. No one will hire me.
Why?
I don't know if it's because I'm covered in tattoos, because like everyone has to be pretty much naked when you do like bottle service or bartending.
So do they check out your tattoos?
I mean, my whole ass is tatted.
Yeah, but did they ask you about it?
I mean, I can just tell by the way they're like looking at me. Plus, I got my chest tatted, my shoulders tatted. It's like...
So they notice.
But I feel like guys like that. Like, I'm still going to get tipped.
I don't think it's that, you know. I'll tell you why. Because your generation, I mean, everybody's tattooed, you know. So it's not like...
But if you go to the clubs, not one single bitch has a visible tattoo.
Oh.
Like, not one that I've seen, at least. At least not as intense as my ass tattoo.
You mean the guests of the club or the people that run it?
No, the people that work it.
Right.
Like, if you get a bottle service girl, she comes over, she's usually blonde, 6 feet tall, looks gotcha. Like she hasn't eaten a burger in 10 years.
Right. But those are not the bartenders. Those are, like,
everyone in the club looks exactly the same, basically.
Really?
Yeah.
So find a different club that looks for a different look.
I know, but I wouldn't mind going to Vegas because my roommate had a friend over last night, and she was saying that she used to live in Vegas, and in one night she was making like $2,500.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So she worked an entire weekend. She was making like $6,000.
Are you serious?
I was like, okay, I need to get my ass to Vegas.
Then do it. If that's the case, then don't think twice.
Yeah, literally. But you have to bartender or do bottle service till 4 o'clock in the morning. But I'm like, that's worth it for that money.
Yeah, and you rest during the week, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, and the flight there takes no time at all. 45 minutes, you're there.
Yeah, but still flying every weekend, it's a lot.
Well, you can drive.
But it's 6 hours.
No, it's not. No. 3.5 to 4 hours, depends how fast
you go. So it's like, if I was in Boston, it's like driving to New York City.
Well, look, if you don't drive really fast, like
I don't drive fast at all.
Okay. So it would take you 4.5, 5 hours.
No. Yeah. 10 hours on the road every weekend? After going to bed at 5 a.m.? No, thank you. I'd literally have to take a flight. But imagine me going to work and then I die in a plane crash on my way to Vegas.
You're not going to plan a plane crash.
I'm like the most negative person, huh?
Yeah, and if you do, you do. You know, you'll be scared for a few seconds and then you're gone. Yeah, that's the way we got to look at it, you know?
Right.
Not be afraid of how we die. Well, you know, the worst way to die is to die slowly.
Like, what do you mean? Like, if someone stabs you?
No, from being old.
No, I think, like, maybe if you were, like, stabbed and tortured, that's, like, a bad slow death.
Okay, but how likely is that to happen, you know?
Maybe one in every 10 people.
What, get tortured?
Yeah.
By who?
People that kidnapped you in Trader Joe parking lot.
No, not 10% of the people. Come on.
Well, Google it. Google it. See how many people get kidnapped and tortured. I want to know now.
It's not one in ten. Relax. Wow.
My old roommate was telling me that when she was like 18, she went to the mall. It was like her mom and I think two of her friends, but they all like split up because they were getting ready for prom. Uh-huh. And she said some guy in like a yellow jacket and those serial killer glasses was following her around, but she didn't really think anything of it. And he tried to straight up kidnap her from the mall.
Wow.
And she's like a bigger girl. Not like fat, but she's bigger.
Right.
And she said that she punched him in the nose and ran into the Verizon store. And so they called the cops.
Wrong girl.
Right.
This guy.
Like a girl just beat you up, you lame ass. Couldn't even get a kidnapping done.
Wow.
How scary is that?
Yeah.
Jeez. And she was 18. It's not like he was going for like a 16-year-old who can't fight back.
Yeah.
But why are you in the mall by yourself anyway? I never go to the mall by myself.
No, but the mall should be safe.
That's no, what I'm saying. They have no security whatsoever, except for the people that like walk around, like eat donuts all day.
No, but they got cameras and no, they got security. They do have security.
I'm surprised more shit doesn't go down in malls. I'm surprised more shit doesn't go down.
Well, why would it? I mean, there's cameras everywhere. There's people everywhere. You can't get away. Why would they do it at the mall? That's a shitty place to do it.
You know what would be, I always think about this too, like Greyhound buses and stuff, none of them do security check. Like someone could, they literally put bags on the bus and don't even check the bags.
Yeah.
So I'm like, there could be like a bomb on this bus and no one would know.
Right. Yeah, I'm just surprised there's not more of this shit happening, you know, because there's so many crazy people out there. I mean, you know, all the stuff, the school shootings and stuff. I mean, when you think of all the crazy people in the world and in this country, you go, wow, thank God we don't have more of this.
Right.
You know, terrorism is the same thing, you know.
Right. I finally watched that movie Patriots Day about the Boston Marathon bombing with Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, was that good?
It was better than I thought it was going to be because at first I put it off because I'm like, I really don't think that they should have, one, made a movie that quickly, and two, how do you guys know what conversations happen between the terrorists when they're like driving around and stuff? But it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of it is fiction, you know.
The guy that they got to play the terrorist looks exactly like the terrorist.
Really?
Like as if he was born and like they were twins. He was like meant to play that role. I was like, what the hell? Did they let him out of jail to play this movie?
Wow.
So confusing.
Wow. God, I'm so tired, man. I'm telling you, I was telling you before, because of my apnea, I didn't sleep very well. And I did go to sleep at 2 o'clock. So between that and not being able and waking up all the time, my eyes are feeling it.
You know, your eyes are heavy?
Yeah, like really heavy and burning and stuff. So we'll see. I mean, I'm trying to stay high energy and stuff, but I think I'll last
an hour. I feel like your energy is pretty good right now tired.
I'll last an hour and then fall asleep here on the couch or something.
Not till after I'm done filming my YouTube, bitch. Sam's like, I hate you so much.
So you're going to do YouTube?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Well, I've already started, but I'm just not persistent like Gabby. Gabby's like on it, but she's got all the proper lighting and stuff at our house back home. I have like no the lighting in my apartment is absolute trash.
Then get some lights.
Yeah, I know. Well, one of my fans told me he was sending me a diva ring and never sent it. So shout out to you coming through. Yeah.
No, I mean, it's going to cost you pennies to put some lights there that work. You know?
No, the diva ring is like $229.
Why do you need a diva ring?
Because it's like it comes with a tripod. You stick your camera on the tripod and then the diva ring is around it.
Oh, it's like the perfect lights up the.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You look fantastic on it.
Really?
Like flawless. Everyone's like, what's your skin regime? Is that how you say that? Regime?
Regiment.
Yeah. I'm like, it's a diva ring. It's not actually like, I don't use anything but the diva ring.
So they sell something like that, huh? They call it the diva ring?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I'm going to look it up right now and see.
Go to Amazon, and the cheapest one on Amazon, I think, is $229. And
really?
It's small, yeah.
Diva ring light, it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, Amazon, Light Nova. Oh, so it looks like that, and it's got the camera on it?
Yeah, you put the have your own camera, but you put the you can screw it on, and okay. Your camera goes in the middle of it.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
$200 on Amazon.
Yeah, I need that in my life.
Inch, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we know what to get you for your birthday.
Right. Oh, it's a month. Is it a month away? Almost a month away. Almost. My 30th. Actually, that would be a great birthday present.
I'm sure it would. Yeah. You know? Don't try to kiss my ass.
The big 30. The dirty 30. And I'm getting diva ring lighting. I actually would be psyched about that. I don't really know what I want for my birthday.
Then tell people this is what I want. And maybe a few people will put some money together. And get
yeah,
it
right. That's what I'm thinking. But yeah. Who knows? Everyone always.
Your family can do it for you.
No, I want my family to come visit me for my birthday. That's what I want them to put their pennies for together, because I feel like I'm not going to go home for a while, so I just want them all to come out here. But it's like my mom and dad are not getting along,
right?
So maybe just my dad.
So maybe you have to go for a couple days.
I don't want to go.
How are you going to bring them all down here? That's a big deal.
I'm not bringing them down. I have no money. You
no
need
no
to put
that's what I mean. But
yeah,
no, I mean like convincing them all to come down here.
Yeah,
rather than you just going there, it's a lot simpler.
Well, my sister and my dad, I FaceTimed them the other day, and they were looking at flights to come in April, and I guess flights are like skyrocketed. And I'm like, that's
really?
Kind of weird for April, because April's not. I mean, right. The end of April. They were looking at the last week of April, and they said flights were like $500 a person.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, and Marcellus is 4 now, so they have to actually fly him as like an actual seat, which is bullshit.
Why? But it's safer that way.
Yeah, I mean, he can't sit on Gabby's lap the entire 7-hour flight.
Yeah, like how would he anyway, you know? There's no way.
No, definitely not.
It's hard flying with a kid, let me tell you.
I think he would love it. He's like an adventurous, like he's nothing like me and Gabby in that sense, but
right.
He's like has an obsession with that type of stuff. Like he'll probably get on a plane and then want to be a pilot after.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Well, then let him fly. So I know many kids that like it.
Right.
Yeah, they really do.
It's so weird. Even sometimes I think about it. My sister has a kid, like my twin sister has a kid.
It's like mind fuck, right?
Right. Yeah. Like, and sometimes I'd be looking at him and I'm like, that is my sister's kid. That's basically my kid, but it's not. Like,
right.
I don't have the responsibilities or anything, but...
Wow.
We got into a huge... When he was first born and she was still with her baby daddy, we got into the biggest fight at the mall in public, because I was like, hey, if anything were to happen to you, I want custody of your kid.
Right.
And she was like, no, I'm going to give it to her baby daddy, which is obviously definitely not happening now.
Right.
But then she's like, but if he's not in the picture, it's going to mom and dad. I go, first of all, mom and dad are like, mom's 60, dad's 56. Like, as much as they say they would want to have that responsibility, they're not going to want to have that response. Now that they're newly single, too, it's like, you know?
Right.
So let me take care of your kid. And it was like a full blown.
Are you serious?
So we're screaming at each other.
So she doesn't trust you to take care of the kid?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
But she has no idea. Like, I'm pretty immature, but when it comes to, like, time to step up, I'd step up, obviously. You
and
know?
Maybe she matured because of the kid.
Oh, no.
Maybe she would be like you, right?
But she's always been a mom. It's like the weirdest thing. Like, I've always feel like I've been the party twin, and like the twin that'll do like the crazy shit, like move across the country, get our tongue pierced, like whatever. And Gabby's always been like not into the club, always into cooking, always into cleaning. At like 19, she was ready to have a kid.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, there you go. You see how different you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's interesting how with some twins, really, one has kids and the other one doesn't.
Yeah.
I know that with a few.
And not only that, like when I do actually have a kid, who knows when the fuck that will be, because I can't keep a man for more than 2 days. What the hell?
No, you got to, you know, I mean, from what you're saying, you can't keep a man, you can't keep a job or find a job. What's going on with you? I mean, maybe you need to examine yourself.
No, you know what it is? It's I gravitate towards men that I know aren't, like, for instance, I knew that the last guy that I had sex with, it's just, I shouldn't even be wasting a minute of my time on you.
Right.
But it's almost like I see that type of stuff as like a challenge. Like, I want something, I'm gonna get it. Once I get it, I'm like, okay, I got it, but I feel like shit after.
Right. So maybe you should recognize that and not do it next time.
I know.
Because you're working on instincts more than anything else.
I know.
Right.
But it's just like, okay, so we had like a girls' night last night. We had like, we went through 3 bottles of wine, smoked like 3 bowls of weed, and I was listening to both girls discuss that the dudes that they're dating or fucking or whatever they're doing.
Right.
And I'm like, so basically this is what society is now. Girls are totally fine with men being with multiple women at a time as long as you're honest about it.
Okay? Really?
that's what I got from the conversation we were having. Me, on the other hand, if I'm with you, you're not going to be with any other bitch.
Right.
It's never going to happen.
But that's not unusual. I mean, most guys would agree with
you. It's unusual now.
Really?
It's unusual now. Wow. Yeah, it's like a big deal.
Well, do the women go out with several guys too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like, so she was like the girl that was over, she had like, maybe like she's talking about her top 5 dudes. And I'm like, yo, I don't even have one dude texting me right now. Like, I don't have
top
one dude.
5 dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't even have one dude blowing me up, asking me what I'm doing, like on a Thursday night. Yeah. Hey, it's raining. What are you doing? You want to call? Not one dude. Yeah. And people
you
always
need to reexamine how you treat people. I don't know. I'm not privy of your personal life, so I don't
know. Treat people really well.
I
think I treat them too well. Maybe I need to start treating them like shit.
No. You'll find somebody good. But I think you're looking in the wrong places, you know? I don't know.
Well, I go to church every Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to find there, you know? Well, you could find a good guy there, I
guess. Think you could find. But it's just like, it's hard at the church that I go to because it's like a lot of celebrities go to that church. So some, like, for instance, if you don't have somebody saving you a seat, when you're at the doors, it's like people bum rush to run inside to get a seat close to the front. And I'm like, are people really going to church right now? Or are they trying to like come to this like social convention where they want to be at the same spot as the celebrities that are in the building? It's like the most bizarre thing ever.
That's probably why they go there, for crying out loud, mm-hmm. to see the celebrities.
Right.
Who cares about praying, right? They go there to see and be seen.
Yeah, but the church is so good. They should probably go and actually like listen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. But if you like it, you like it, you know?
Yeah. There's like 300 people that go.
300 people?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's a lot or not a lot? Is that a lot?
I don't know.
That seems like a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
For church?
300 people in one building?
Yeah. It's like a theater, though. It's at the Saban Theater Wednesdays.
Oh, at the Saban Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I remember that theater. Yeah, that's pretty big.
Yeah, it's really big.
Yeah.
So big. And there's like a downstairs and an upstairs. So there's like a whole balcony of people that can sit.
Really? So you go there?
Yeah.
And what do you get out of it? You hope to meet somebody?
No, I don't go to church to meet anybody. No.
Okay.
No.
So why are you saying that you go to church?
I mean, I've met friends there. I will say that. Like, I've met really cool people that I feel like I can text and it's like they're genuine people.
Right.
But I'm not going there to like find love. No, I'm going there to like maybe find myself or some like understanding on why my life is so messed up right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I originally started going. Cause I was like, if I can't get my shit together, I'm going to have to find Jesus in the process because.
No. Wait a minute. Do you need to find yourself?
Yeah. With a little help from God.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nobody says no, but the thing is you got to really start examining your life and ask yourself, what is it that I want? What does it take to get there? And am I willing to do it?
Yeah, like sometimes I think I sleep too much. Like my life isn't good enough for me to get 8 hours of sleep. That's how I feel. Does that make any sense to you?
No.
Like I feel like I'm not in a position right now in my life to be sleeping 8 hours a night.
Why?
Because I feel like when I'm sleeping, I'm wasting time.
Okay, but what do you do during your waking hours?
I mean, I leave here on a normal day, like on a Monday, Tuesday, I'll leave here. Uh-huh. I'll go to the gym or I'll go straight home. Right. And then I'll just send my resume all day long.
Wow.
And then I get tired from looking at my computer screen or my computer will die.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll sit there and I'll cook dinner. Then I'll do the dishes. And then I'll take a shower and then I'll get back on my computer. And then I'll send my resume some more and then I'll watch my shows and then I'll go to bed. And I'm like, what the fuck did I do today that was productive?
Wow.
Nothing.
So let me ask you, you didn't get results, but you did work on sending
I know, but I think when you're not getting results, it gets really discouraging.
It does. My question to you is this. Do you use one resume for all the jobs you're sending?
No. So like I applied for TMZ yesterday to be like a news reporter for TMZ, which I mean, I think they should hire me because I would be great at that. But I do specific, like I'll do a specific resume for that. Like
right,
I'm not ashamed to put my TV history on a resume of that, like that.
Right. Exactly.
But if it's like a personal assistant job, I'm just going to focus on like, my business, like
right.
My business
good
resume. Yeah.
Good
so it's different.
Yeah. You see, so you're smart about it. Mm-hmm. You know, I just don't know. I don't understand it. How can you not find anything?
I haven't even gotten an interview. I haven't gotten an interview in like 3 weeks.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we need to find you something.
Yeah.
Let me use my brain a little bit, see if we can get something for you.
Yeah. Right. And I want it to be part-time. Like, I want it to be, like, at, like, noon and later so I can still do the radio because I'm not giving this up.
The thing is, they won't let you be a bartender?
No, nowhere.
Why?
I've gone everywhere.
Experience?
Yeah. I've been bartending since I was 17.
Really?
I can make a drink in my sleep.
Why?
And not only that, I make a drink that'll get a bitch fucked up. I don't make, like, drinks that... I probably shouldn't say that on the air because then I definitely won't get hired. But, like, I'm a pretty good... I'm a good bartender in both ways.
Right.
I don't steal, like, most bartenders.
Right.
Like, it's so weird because I used to work at Penthouse in Los Angeles, okay? I could tell the manager there was a woman. And although sometimes when you have a manager that's a man, when you work in the club, they can be like completely inappropriate and it's not acceptable.
Right.
But I realized when you have a woman, for some reason, she hated me.
Really?
She fucking hated me. I'm like, why? And I used to ask people that I work with, I'm like, why does she hate me so much? Like, I come in, I'm never late, I'm on time, my ring is always on point, I'm making no goddamn fucking money in this spot.
Right.
And, like, the people that I work with rob the place blind.
Really?
Like, rob the place blind. Like, people will go into Penthouse with cash, and they'll literally just put the cash right in their tip jar. Like, on a night where I'm making, like, $110 if I'm lucky,
right.
The person... Because they don't... You don't pool tips at Penthouse.
Oh.
So, that I hated.
Yeah.
But... So I would make like $110 and the girl next to me would walk out with like $700.
Oh my God.
But my ring will be like $1,200 and her ring will be like $5. I'm
right.
Like, hello. And then they stopped scheduling me just because she didn't like me. So I'm like, you're going to stop scheduling me because you don't like my attitude or the fact I was on Bad Girls Club. But you have people robbing you blind,
right.
Making $5,000 a weekend at your club. Like,
yeah.
All right. Then.
See, I hear stories like this all the time. You
mm-hmm.
know, my son is a bartender too and he tells me stories.
Yeah.
And he says, you know, I do everything beyond what they expect of me.
Right.
And then this person, the manager, whatever, that schedules them less than the people that are worse than he.
Right, right. It's almost as if the shittier you are in the club business, the more they schedule you.
Maybe because the people that work there are shitty people,
yeah.
So they're attracted to each other.
I've come to a realization, so like, I've come to a realization that people in the club, like managers and stuff, if they behave that way, they must be doing some shady shit too.
Yeah.
Because there's no way as a manager that you, since you, and you've been working in the club since you were like 19, right, that you don't know that these motherfuckers are stealing.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way. So you must be shady too. Yeah. Like, that's the end of discussion. You're a shady ass bitch too.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what can he do, man? Did you hear about this Ohio couple caught having sex in front of kids at a playground? Okay, they were having sex, and there were kids and adults in the area. It was near an elementary school.
So they're obviously going to get hit with sex offender charges, and they're going to be on the sex registration for the rest
probably
of their life.
Probably like public exposure, whatever it is. I don't know. But
they're never going to be able to get a job.
Probably. But they're not really considered child molesters.
Yeah, no, but it's, if you are like a peeping Tom, right, like anywhere near children, you get put on the sex offenders list.
But they weren't a peeping Tom. They were having sex.
Yeah, so they were naked.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And in action, too.
Ew.
Wow.
Let me guess, they were white?
They said they exposed themselves to the kids and numerous adults while having intercourse. But they're saying they claimed they weren't aware they had an audience, and they didn't know they couldn't have sex near the elementary school.
Okay, but you can't have sex in public, you fucking retards.
Right, what the fuck? And they are white.
Yeah, of course they're white. Yeah. It's only white people would do that. You're not going to see two black people having sex at a park.
At a park?
Yeah,
really?
It's like not going to happen.
Really?
No, definitely not. Like, it's not happening. Sorry.
Why not? I mean, it's, you know, it's fun. If
you,
there's
have you had sex in a park, Sam?
No, but I would like to.
Yeah, not near an elementary school.
No, not around people. I'd like a park where there's like trees and stuff. Nobody can see you.
Why would you want to have sex in a park? There's bugs.
Because
there's grass.
No, but it's
dirt.
But it's outdoors. Outdoors makes me horny. I don't know why. When I go on vacation, that's all I can think about.
Well, I mean, vacation's different. Everyone wants to have sex on vacation.
That's true.
But, I mean, no one's taking a vacation to the park, though. Like, I don't consider that vacation.
No, that's not... Yeah, but, you know, sometimes you might get bored doing it in the bedroom.
I've never had sex anywhere but a bedroom.
But a bedroom?
Mm-hmm. I actually feel like maybe my life is whack.
Yeah.
My sex life.
I had sex in the car when...
sex in a car, yeah.
But this was funny. I got to tell you the circumstances. I must have been, I was in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And it occurred to me that if I go to a club where women watch like exotic male dancers, they're probably like horny afterwards. And Chippendales, that was down here,
yeah,
that was like the big deal.
Yeah.
They were actually letting guys in after the show. So I
they don't let guys in during the show?
No.
That's weird.
Yeah, why would guys want to go in anyway?
What if they're gay?
Well, that's different. But, you know, I think it's more for
I think it might have been different
women.
Back in the day, yeah. But
I don't
know
if women would go if there were men there, too, you know?
I would be like...
But listen,
you trying to get dick, too, tonight, boo?
Well, so... But the thing is, I was proved to be right. I went with a friend. We stood in line, I remember.
How long ago was this?
This was like shit. When I was 25, so 30 years ago.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because now it's not Chippendales, it's Thunder Down Under.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's in Vegas, right?
No, they travel everywhere. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and they dance
was
terribly. They dance terribly. Sam, it's so bad.
I don't care how they dance and if they show the dicks or not. All I can tell you is
they don't.
At the end, we went in, and before I knew it, this chick grabbed me. She's like, what are you going to drink? Bought me a drink. Before you knew it, we were outside my car banging.
So you just had sex with her after not knowing her?
Right.
That's
and
smart,
we did,
Sam.
And then we go back, and she brings me along for all her friends to see. And this turned out to be her fucking bachelorette party.
What a slut.
Right.
Did she sleep with you with a condom
bad.
Or no condom?
What's that?
Condom or no condom?
No condom. At the time, we weren't using condoms. Shit. It was the 80s.
Sam, that is the most horrifying story I've ever heard in my life.
No, it was a good memory. I remember it to this day.
I mean, isn't it weird that you can remember some shit and not other shit?
To have sex with someone you only met 10 minutes ago.
It's disgusting, Sam.
No, it's not.
In a car, in a parking lot, with no condom. And
okay,
it was. And
it
she's
was
about to get married.
It was different times, and I didn't know she was about to get married either.
No, I know you didn't know that, because I feel like you still would have had sex with her,
But I felt like really used when she took me in and showed me off to her friends and stuff, you know.
Why?
Because I think they kind of looked at her like, what did you do, man?
No, they probably were like, oh, Becky. What was she? Was she black, white? Middle
she
Eastern.
Was white. No,
she's
white.
She was white,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I was right. I mean, they let guys go there and the women are horny.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go.
It's always someone's bachelorette party at one of those motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Always. Someone always has a little crown on that says, I'm getting married.
Right, exactly.
I'm going to have the same dick for the rest of my life.
Exactly.
Let me see some others.
Let me try a different one now.
That's crazy.
I know, man. I know.
I just can't do that. Like, I get so in my head about sex.
So you never had? Have you ever had sex with a stranger?
Never.
Like, no.
Never in
See,
my
I
life.
I have several times.
I've never in my life.
I went swingers club.
What do you mean? So okay, like, I lived in swingers Vegas is you have a couple, right?
Right, but I lived in Vegas at the time, and this was in the 90s. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So early 90s, there was a place called the Red Rooster there. It was actually a private house
mm-hmm.
in Vegas, kind of like 5 minutes out of town, not in the center.
But it was called the Red Rooster.
Red Rooster. It was a couple of old people.
What do you mean? Oh, they're like they
old.
Ran the people that ran it were old.
Right. Okay. But they had been swingers for many years.
So swingers so. Basically means like you're okay with watching and fucking other people even though
while
you're
your
in a relationship.
There. Right, right. Usually when your partner is there, it's a...
But, like, you can have sex at the same time,
they
right?
They call it a lifestyle. Well, so let me tell you. Yeah, you can have sex with other people or with them or whatever you want to do. People have different, like, lines that they draw. So I went there and because I read that they let some single men in. So I thought, what the fuck? I'll try, right? Because usually these clubs are either couples
Wait,
or women.
Wait, did you go by
alone.
Yourself?
Yeah. So I didn't have anybody to take at the time. So I went there and they let me in. And I have a few stories there. I mean, one time I ended up with two girls.
So you had
at
a threesome.
At the same time, we had a threesome. That was amazing.
So you've done some like freaky shit
yeah.
in your lifetime.
I mean, so listen, the next time I went there, I was in the jacuzzi. The jacuzzi is indoors and everybody's naked in the jacuzzi, right?
Like everybody? Ugh, do you know how much bacteria was probably in that jacuzzi?
Why?
Were you naked, Sam?
Yeah.
Were you naked in the jacuzzi?
I walked in naked.
So you just like don't care, like having like dick out, like hopping into a jacuzzi with a bunch of other like...
Well, my dick wasn't hard.
Whose dick is going to be hard when it's probably cold out?
No. It was a jacuzzi indoors, okay?
Oh, indoors.
Indoors. So, but no, it's just about... It's embarrassing to walk around with a hard dick, okay? So
I think it would be more embarrassing to walk around with a limp dick. No?
Why? When you just get out of your clothes and you go into the jacuzzi? I don't know. But at any rate, listen, so this chick sits
next
to me. I'm
like blown away by this story.
Yeah, so this chick sits next to me and she reaches over and starts touching my dick, right?
In the jacuzzi.
Next to me, and she's like, I'm here with my husband and he wants to watch me and shit. So I said, okay. So we went out and started fucking.
And her husband was just sitting there?
So I'm like looking up and I see him like kissing her while I'm fucking her, right? And this is like really weird, but I was high and everything. Who cared, right? But we're like going at it and then I look up. I was really oblivious to what was around me.
Right.
I was just focused on her, right?
Right.
So then I'm looking around. There's a whole bunch of people in a circle watching us. And I'm
just
going,
watching you guys.
Watching us. And I'm going, what the fuck? I never thought of myself as an exhibitionist or anything or doing something in front of people. In fact,
right.
I'm very private.
Right.
But again, you know, I was in my 30s then and I was doing crazy shit, you know.
So like when you have like sex at a swinger spot, like is it condom or no condom?
At the time,
don't lie,
no
Sam.
Condom. This was before the internet, I'm telling you. That's
okay,
how long ago it
was. So basically you hop in a jacuzzi with a bunch of strangers.
Right.
One stranger gravitates you, starts fiddling with your penis.
Right.
And then you just like it bang her with no condom while
right.
her husband is what they're jerking off.
Right.
Oh my God.
Kiss
it's like a movie.
Right?
That's like a movie.
Like a porn film.
Yeah, that's definitely something that like someone would tell you and you'd be like, I don't believe you, Doug.
Right.
I don't think you actually did that this weekend. And Doug actually really did it this weekend.
No, but I've got some stories from that house.
No, I have no stories like that. None whatsoever. Yeah. Every single dude that I've had sex with, I, in my head, envisioned that there could possibly be like a future.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, like every dude that I've slept with, I'm like, I could see myself dating them or having some type of relationship with them.
Yeah.
But I've never actually like been out at like a club or a restaurant and been like, you across the bar, we're doing this tonight. No, never.
Yeah.
Like you're never, no random stranger, unless he rapes and kidnaps me, is ever going to see me naked.
Yeah, wow. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's different. I mean, you're not a slut, you know. Mm-hmm. Some people are. And then some people have a lifestyle, and this is what turns them on, you know.
Right,
and
right.
They go to swingers clubs, and it keeps their sex life going. And look, to each his own, I don't judge people.
Right,
know?
No, I don't judge either. Right. I've heard some crazy stories. I just can't picture you at a swingers party.
Right, but look, I was in my 30s, early 30s. It's like your age.
So, like, okay, so, because you were married at 27.
Yeah, but then I was divorced in 93.
I was like 5.
Yeah, 94. I was like literally 5. And I moved to Vegas again after.
So
I
what, this swingers party was in Vegas.
Right.
Okay, so Vegas is basically where all that shit is happening. Because yeah, it's legal, right?
No. Well, it's legal everywhere.
No, I don't think swingers parties are legal out here.
Well, they make them secret because they don't want everybody.
Exactly,
going.
Like that glory hole place that I told you about that right. My gay friend goes to. That I don't think that's legal.
No, all you got to do, listen, is look up swingers sites, and apparently there's a lot here in LA too. You don't have to go to Vegas.
So now that you're single, like or no?
Well, do I do that? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So totally I don't single. Know. Yeah. I know, like, I don't, like, ever dig into your private life.
No, so. I know. But you ask me, why wouldn't I go now?
Yeah.
I'm a different person now.
Yeah.
Oh, but I also didn't
You'd
tell
ever
you. You
never say, like, hey, fuck it, I have nothing to do on, like, a Saturday night?
But they're not going to let me in by myself. And to find another woman that would do this...
What if you went in with another man? Just with the intention...
No, you can't. You can't. They won't let you in.
Oh,
it's
because you can't even, like...
It's only women alone. Because if you did it for single men, that's all you'll have there is men.
Right.
So they want to keep the balance.
But what if they do it for single people in general?
Again, it's only men going to go there, you know?
Yeah, because women are going to be like, I can't.
Yeah, how many women are going to go
so
there?
So let me ask you this question. When you see swingers and you see couples there and you see women that are down for the cause, do you think that those are actually women that want to do that? Or do you think it's their husband saying, like, we're doing this. We need to spice up their sex life. And they feel like they have to do it.
No, I think for the most part they do it because they want to. Maybe there's one or two, but I didn't see that.
Really?
All I can tell you is at the time, there was no internet, right? So I met this girl. Again, I was in Vegas. I was divorced. And I met this girl who I advertised in the paper, the personals. Mm. Okay, that's how you...
Wait, I mean the actual, like, paper.
Newspaper, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's how
this is, like, the craziest story.
That was the only personals before Craigslist.
So you were like, okay, what did your ad say? I need to know.
Okay, I don't remember. Listen,
hi, my name's Sam. I'm 32.
We're talking a long time ago, okay? This is like 25 years ago.
I live on the corner of Tarzana and whatever.
Yeah, Tarzana? No, there's no street Tarzana.
I made that up, Sam, obviously, because okay. I'm not from Vegas.
Oh, you're talking about Vegas.
Yeah, because okay. This was in Vegas or this is in L.A.?
No, this was in Vegas.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, you just said Tarzana. Tarzana is here.
That's a city, though, yeah. Not a street.
I know. But so I met this woman,
mm-hmm.
And I told her, we had like awesome sex. I mean, like all night long.
Right.
All night long. I remember that. And but we knew it wasn't really going anywhere because she wanted to move back to Chicago or whatever where
right.
Baby daddy was and all this shit. So, yeah, she had a kid. But that, you know, we were just dating.
Right.
So I told her about it. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, I'm really curious. Let's go. So we went there, but we ended up just fucking each other because we didn't feel comfortable.
But did you get, like, turned on at the fact that other people are watching you guys have sex?
But they didn't. Or maybe, some people did.
Yeah, I was going to say, because, like isn't everything
no,
wide open?
No, not everything. You can have, like, private rooms still.
Oh.
And you can close the door or
so
open
how much
the
do you
door.
Pay to get in?
I don't know. It's not a lot. Maybe
that's like $40 or something.
$40-$50 maybe. But listen, also, you got to remember something. Mm-hmm. When I tell you all these stories, I'm not talking about people that look like fucking movie stars, you know? I mean, these are ordinary people.
Yeah.
So you got to remember, it's not always going to be like the model type.
No, have you seen HBO's Bunny Ranch?
No.
Okay, that's probably what the swingers parties look
right,
like.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. Except those are hookers.
Yeah, no, but the regular people go there.
Yeah.
They got shut down, I think, because of the Lamar Odom scandal.
Probably, yeah. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of other ones there, too.
Right, but they were, like, famous. They had, like, their HBO special, but everyone on the HBO special, I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
That's not, like, who I want to, like, see fucking...
Yeah.
On your special. So let's get it together, HBO.
Yeah.
Let's get some actors in here and like actually like do this for real, because this isn't working out for you.
Right. But I would be curious to go. I would like take a woman I don't know.
But how do you find a woman you don't know to go with you to such an extreme event?
Right. Well, that's the thing. So maybe someone you know but who's not...
judgmental?
You're not romantically involved with them.
Right, yeah.
You know, maybe someone you work with.
I don't think
that
if you're romantically involved with someone that you can actually go to an event like that.
Right.
Because if you're, like, switching partners, like, I'd be like, you're... First of all, we're done. We're broken up. I'm heading out. You can fuck her.
No. But this is not in a relationship. That's what I'm saying.
So no one there is in a relationship except for the married people.
No, I would say I.
Yeah, you.
I can't go with someone I love or care about.
Yeah, because you'd freak the fuck out, right?
I would.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, let's say I work with someone. Let's say you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say we would not have sex, but we would go together and have sex with other people.
Right.
But we could, at least this would give us a ticket in.
Right.
You know, because I can't go by... You can go by yourself.
I would never.
You would never.
No. So I would never.
Yeah, you would not go to something like that.
No.
But you see, if I worked with somebody and I told her about
it... What if you go?
Yeah, I'd like to go.
Really?
We would, if...
Oh, if. I thought you said yeah. I did.
No.
Really?
No, if.
I would probably go with, like, one of, like, okay, so I have this guy, my best guy friend, his name is Anthony. Like, if you ever came to LA and I'm like, yo, let's just go and watch, I would maybe go and watch, but I would never. Like, I would go to, like, come back and be like, yo, I just experienced this shit. Like,
really?
I would never go and actually hook up with anyone, but I would go just to see, like, people's mentality. Like, almost dissect them while I was there.
Yeah.
And then, like, have a lot of alcohol and then leave. Because I'd want to, like, wash away that memory from my brain. Like, what did I just witness? Yeah. But I would go with, like, someone like that, because me and him would probably both go. None of us would hook up with anybody. And we'd leave and we'd just, like, stare at each other and be like, what the fuck?
Yeah. See, I'd want to be, like, in an orgy room or something, you know? But
what
you're
exactly
right,
is an orgy room? So this guy is fucking this chick in the ass and she is sucking somebody else's wanker.
And you switch between people, couples and stuff. So this guy bangs this chick and then he bangs the other one. And
do you know how much bacteria is probably in an orgy?
Yeah.
Ooh.
But we didn't used to think about it back
then. Yeah, but
then,
now you
know?
Think about it, don't you?
Because
now they got STDs like super gonorrhea.
But what if you were with a group of like 4 or 6 people that you know and everybody gets clean and everything?
I can't do that, because then every time we got together, like, I can't go to an orgy.
You get tested every time?
No, not only that. Like, we can't go to an orgy together and then you come to my house and have pizza and wine. Like, it's just not going down.
They do. You see, it's a lifestyle.
I know, but it's like, how do people...
So they're not having the sex, they're still friends.
I know, and I can't do that. Like, I'm not about to watch you fuck.
Most people can't. I can't do it.
No, like, I'm not about to have you over for beers and chicken wings.
Right.
And then on Saturday night, we're going to an orgy and you're going to be fucking this bitch and this bitch and this bitch. And then come over next week and we're not going to act like that just didn't go down.
Right. But you have to understand something, though. This is about sex only. It's not about love. It's not about feelings. It's about just sex.
I think you're old enough to know. People have sex and there's no way, maybe for men, I think it might be different for men, but I don't give a fuck what female is putting on a front. Even the toughest of the tough girls that say, like, I used to have a friend who fucked 4 dudes a week. She would rotate them and she would act like she had no emotions. That bitch was so fucking damaged because she had too much emotions and she was acting like she didn't. Every female, when she fucks, is in there with her emotions, because
she developed sort of a relationship with them, you know, and
with the people that you like are having swingers parties with.
No, the thing is that you have to No, it has to go both ways. I mean, you can't just think, oh, you went and fucked these chicks. You would be fucking someone else too. So then when it's equal, when both sides do it, there's no jealousy.
Yeah, and if but like, there what is, if,
then it can't work.
Yeah, no, that's never going to happen. Because, like, what if he has, what if your man has sex with someone at this swingers party and the sex is so incredible and he gets infatuated and then he thinks he's in love with that chick?
Right.
And now he starts going to swinger parties behind your back trying to find that same chick that he just had sex with.
Yeah, but that's the point, is that it has to be based on trust. Think about
there
it.
There is no trust, Sam.
Well, I've seen people, that's what I'm saying. I've seen people in those clubs, and to them, it not only doesn't it bother them, they get turned on by.
But how happy do you think they are?
Fucked by somebody else.
I couldn't. Oh my god! If I was ever married, and I saw somebody have sex with my husband, I'm going to jail for murder for the rest of my life.
Right.
Double count, first degree.
Right. So what do you think Melania's gonna do? I mean, did you hear about that fucking interview with? With the ones that, hold on, where is it? Oh, okay. The former Penthouse model, her name is Karen McDougall, and she talks about her relationship
with Donald Trump. And she says that they're in love.
No, she didn't say that, but she said she, I guess, apologized to Melania because he was married at the time, and she asked him, do you think it's okay? And, you know,
I think she did an interview.
Oh, wait a minute. You're right.
Yeah,
Donald Trump ever say to you that he loved you?
Yeah, she starts crying all the time.
He always told me he loved
you.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, she was crying.
But he did offer her money the first time, right?
Yeah.
Wow. But you see,
is he going to get impeached? Can he get impeached for that?
For that? Why? I mean, think about it.
Because he's doing illegal behavior.
No.
That's prostitution.
But no, it's not. I mean, she wasn't selling herself as a prostitute.
Okay, but he offered to pay her.
Okay, but that's
something illegal.
Else. That's voluntary. Listen, at any rate, this is what he did before he was president, before any of this shit. Why do we really care? We care because we like sex scandals. We like the stuff.
No, we like it because it's so messed up.
Everybody wants to bring him down, too, you know?
Because he's horrible.
Well,
and he's orange
he's
and really
ugly. He's
not a
nice person, but look at the things you're focusing on. Focus on the politics for a moment.
No, he's not a good person. He's racist.
Maybe he's not a good person, but he's got some good policies for this country. He really does.
I forget that you're a Trump.
And that's what I'm saying.
Like you're
into no, I'm
Trump.
Not really a supporter. I'm a conservative before I'm a Republican.
Right.
And I'm a Republican before I'm a Trump supporter. What I'm saying to you is this. You're right. He's not a nice person, but I don't have to like him for him to make this country a safer place.
But do you think it's normal? Let me just ask you this. Fuck the politics. Do you think it's normal for the president of the United States of America to be on his Twitter the way that Trump is on his Twitter?
Well, let me put it to you this way. We can't compare it to the past because today is the age of social media and the age of Twitter, and he's got the ability to talk directly to the people. So, look, whether his tweets are good or bad or whatever.
It's just like he tweets so much. It's not even like, okay, we get one tweet a week. It's like he literally tweets all day long. I'm like, yo, what is this motherfucker doing in the, like, what are you doing there? Are you, like, eating an ice cream cone in the Oval Office with your feet kicked up while you're tweeting? Like, what are you doing? He tweets a lot. Like,
no, he does. But
like he just like look, threatened Joe Biden. He's like, I'm gonna beat you up, Joe Biden.
Do I think he doesn't have problems? I think he has a lot of problems.
Yeah, but everyone has problems.
But
so.
The point is, you have to understand. It's not like I went out there and said, yeah, we gotta have Trump in there. When they had the primary debates, okay, and the primaries, Trump was not even one of my top 10 choices. There were 18 people there.
Yeah, right.
He was not even top. So was I happy he won? I was happy that we're going to replace Obama. I didn't like Obama.
I loved
Obama. Well, you see, Obama was the opposite. He was a great person.
Yeah.
But I think his policy sucked.
Oh, my God. He's such a good man. And his speeches were incredible. I'm like, who is your speech trainer?
Right. But I think, you know, I think he compromised the United States in many ways. And that's for another day of politics.
I mean, he made history, though. Can you imagine being the first black president?
Oh, yeah.
And, like,
your
name is just going to be, like, in history books for, like, the rest of eternity.
Right. But let me ask you this, though. Okay?
Yeah.
When these elections happened, mm-hmm. people said we're really divided, right?
Mm-hmm.
The question is, where were we 8 years, for the past 8 years? We were with Obama. So if we're divided, that's when the division happened.
I think everyone has always been divided. Bush. Everyone's been divided with Bush, too, and he did 8 years.
So why is everybody saying that Obama is not a divider?
Because everybody hates Obama because he's black. That's
truth. Not true at all.
I mean, that's
Obama was very popular. And
I think he was popular with the ethnic crowd and some white people. I would say out of my...
He was a great person, but I think he was a terrible president. That's my...
I don't think he was a terrible president.
Well, I think so. I think so. He sold us to the Iranians. He sold us to a lot of people, to the Muslims. I mean, look, he wasn't even able to call Islamic terrorism by what it is.
See, I don't know any of that type of stuff because I don't study it.
Though.
I will say that I got up and I voted for the first time ever because he was black.
Right. You see, that's what I'm saying. So,
and then again, I got up and I was like, okay, I'm going to give him a second term. And I got up and I voted again because he was black. And then this time I voted because I didn't want Trump to be president. So I don't study politics. I don't know anything about political
bullshit. Right. So that's what I'm saying. But they're voted for politics.
Yeah.
So you can't look at their orange face or the shitty hair or
his toupee
or the stupid things they say.
But he's just the reason why I don't like Trump, and I will say this, is one, he tweets too much. Two, I think he's a racist. Like, if you really dig deep in his past history and how he treated African Americans, especially people that work for him, he's just not a good person. And I don't think a racist should be running an entire country.
So why was he voted in?
Because he's a reality TV star. And just like Black Mirror, it's all based on popularity. People were voting for the fact that they watched him.
So why was Obama voted?
Because he was black.
Ah, thank you.
Yeah.
So there you go. So everybody goes based on one or two issues that matter to them.
Exactly.
Some people vote for the economy. I voted for the economy.
Nobody does that, though.
And for the strength of
the country. Young people, I don't think, are actually
I believe we need to strengthen our country and stuff. No, young people are different.
I think maybe they should start doing in high schools, maybe political classes, so people can understand what they're voting for. Because I'll be honest, I don't watch the debates. I don't watch any of that bullshit.
Right.
I just know for this last election, I was like, I don't want
Trump.
So
you go by likability, and that's not what I would vote for. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I voted for
Hillary. To me, Hillary meant more of Obama, and I didn't want that.
Really thought she was going to win.
8 years is enough for any president to run.
I think everybody voted for Hillary because she's still married to Bill, and everybody loved Bill Clinton.
Right. But some people loved Hillary. There's no doubt. I've heard on the station here.
I loved Bill Clinton as the president. I feel like the country was really good when Bill was president.
You see, I voted. I used to be Democratic when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
But as you age, you become more conservative, I think. I don't know why. You know, you kind of miss the old ways, I think. That's what it is.
Well, I can't say old ways because I haven't seen that many elections.
No, but what I'm saying is when you reach your 50s and stuff, you look back and you say, I miss those days.
That's in 20 years from now.
I just think one of the issues is that your generation has not been through a war where we were threatened like we are now with terrorism and everything. So it's a different generation, you know. And I believe in a strong military. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, the generations are different. That's for sure. I can't even deny that. Even when I watch movies like Pearl Harbor, I'm like, wow, times are so different.
Right.
Even war is different. It's crazy.
When
I watch
different.
War movies, I'm like, yo, people literally used to go out there and just shoot their guns and hide out and
imagine before that with swords and fucking
have to be charge
and
one person saying charge,
I know, and a fucking thousand people just run against
and
each
then,
other
stabbing each other and whoever
stabbing,
makes it to the end you're like
exactly.
Oh, I survived the war,
decapitating everything.
It's just
like all these movies
and you think about it, it's like that's like murder. It's straight up cold-blooded murder, multiple people,
right?
And you
but
can get away with it because it's quote-unquote war,
right?
Yeah,
I know, people do all kinds of crazy shit, but you know what, I still think we're at the best time ever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The world is progressing so much. We're seeing, I mean, look, people lived the same for hundreds and thousands of years. I mean, look, if you still look at how some of the Muslims live in poor countries and stuff, you realize they're still in the Stone Age.
Right.
You know, and people still live like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're beyond that, thank goodness. But at any rate, I'm waiting to see what's gonna happen with this scandal now. But nobody's been able to bring him down yet. We'll see if sex scandal will. I don't know. Look, to be honest with you, I don't mind if he's gone, but I need a Republican president there. And I'm not ashamed to say.
No, Democrat.
I mean, I'm not
all
proud
day.
To say. I'm not proud to say I voted for Trump, but at the same time, I would not want a Democratic president there right now after 8 years of Obama. And if people don't understand that, then that's fine. You know, I mean, whatever. Anyway, listen, we're totally out of time, and I ran over because our next show is going to be a replay. So that's it, Danny. Stay beautiful, stay sweet. I think you deserve a job, and you know what? I'm going to start looking for one for you. See if I know anybody that
right.
can refer you or something.
Right,
like
anything.
That.
Anything would
yeah.
help.
But that's the thing, is maybe you need to focus on one or two things rather than say anything.
Right.
And, you know, do you have a good, like, bartending resume?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
I do.
So maybe you need to go in person rather than mail.
I have.
You have?
Yeah.
Doesn't help.
No.
What the fuck?
I think in person even backfires more. Like, maybe if yeah. I'm not in person, I'll get the interview at least.
You know, some places will hire you, especially if you have a large following. So maybe find one of those places.
Yeah. They're figure like, it out. God yeah. has a plan for me. I just got to keep saying that. Like, something's got
to
work
Don't
out.
Don't leave
me.
It to God. You got to do it yourself.
No, I know, but he has a plan for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
But don't you think you can have your own plan?
I don't have a plan.
Then you will.
I have a goal. I have a goal.
Don't wait for the universe to find something for you.
Yeah.
It's you.
I know.
Okay, you need some therapy. I'll give you some therapy.
I'm actually...
While we do the videos for you YouTube
yeah.
now.
Legit.
All right. All right, everybody. Thank you all so much for listening. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
Bye.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
storm wind. Then we ring the freedom bell for peace of mind. Then your mother like us sing what my guitar wants to sing.
It's Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch here on LA Talk Radio. As you always are, Fridays, 11 in the morning Pacific Standard Time, Los Angeles, California, United States of America, wherever you're listening all over the world, welcome. And it's so nice to have you guys on the couch with me always, because you know you're going to learn a lot. This is the place where you can get a lot of support and understand sometimes why you do the things you do, and that you're not alone. And sort of talking about today, the Abundance Project. What is that? Well, you all have heard me talk about abundance in many forms, different authors. You've heard me talk about the Law of Attraction. I've had a lot of authors who really kind of get into that, which is wonderful. And, you know, I believe in the law.
Don't go anywhere. The most irreverent, entertaining, and cool talk is happening right now on LA Talk Radio.
They bring you more. Egyptian. Pull it back.